Hello again. Yes, it's still February 16th, 2011. The time is 9:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, and I'm on my way back on Route 17C / Interstate 86 here in upstate New York. I'm all done getting the car service. It's about, it took me about an hour, hour and a half, and whatnot, and the wait was pleasant because there was Wi-Fi there, so I was able to upload the audio boo that I had on my iPod Touch and do a few tweets, have a couple cups of coffee. I did get a cup of coffee after I was all done at the Burger King. I don't recommend getting coffee at Burger King. It's just convenient there. I could have gone to a Dunkin' Donuts up the road, I guess, but I just wanted to head in the right direction, heading home here. But Dunkin' Donuts, to me, I think is the best coffee. McDonald's is pretty close. Starbucks, it's okay and whatnot. But it was interesting while I was sitting there waiting. There's about eight people that came in the waiting room there, and probably four out of the eight, and I was one of the four, were tied in on some sort of device to the internet. There was a laptop, there was a couple smartphones, and I have an iPod Touch. And then the other people, there was one person reading a book, another person, lady reading a magazine. One individual came in and just sat there. And a lady that came in just before I left asked if there was a newspaper. I said, no, ma'am. And she ended up taking something out, jotting down some notes on a pad of paper, I guess. So it's just interesting. And I guess going out and about and waiting to do the people watch, I guess, to see who is connected. When you go into the stores, there's people that are constantly connected. The one lady who did have the smartphone, I thought she was talking to me at first, but I didn't realize she had one of these earplug things that you can talk to your smartphone. And during the conversation, I guess about 10 minutes after I sat there, she gasped. I guess she got word that there was a friend that passed away and whatnot. So she ended up leaving the waiting room to go into the hallway to talk and to contact other people. What she would have just stayed in the waiting room because we could all hear her. But that was some sad news. But it's just amazing that, you know, you hear how quickly information like that can flow when you are connected to the internet and whatnot. So I just find that pretty intriguing, how many of us are. In this particular case, this lady was a little bit older, and but it sort of cuts down. I did say good morning to some people that were in there that I didn't know. I always look, you know, to me that's a face-to-face social aspect of being out and about. And the lady in particular had a smartphone when she finally was getting ready to leave. She was going to go out the one door there for the waiting room, but it was sort of locked. So I got up and helped a sister. You know, they forgot to unlock the latch. And she thanked me, and I thanked her and wished her a good day and all. And but it just amazed me. It's like that's 50% of the people that are sitting there were connected to the internet and whatnot. So, but I'm heading into the town that I live in here now, and which will take me into the little old village that I reside at. And I will be uploading this with the cover art of the Susquehanna River on this Tuesday. And it's a little bit cloudier than yesterday, but you all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn, and ciao for now, as well as peace.